Chashugam the Parshas Nosoi. Next week's Parsha, we're not going to be, probably won't be saying Shvila Pinchas Shir next week. So I'd like to say something which is in Inyan Nifla, on Parshas Bamidbar, Parshas Nosoi. The end of this week's Parsha, the Parsha speaks about the sons of Levi. The three sons' names are, anyone know? B'nai Levi? Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. Who is the oldest? Who's the second oldest? And then comes Merari. Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. And the Pasuk is Mechalek Lekol Echad. It speaks about each one, about his tafkid in this week's parasha. The end of this week's parasha only speaks about Kahas. Next week's parasha speaks about Gershon and Merari. The Pasuk says, Sof parashatenu, Nosoyes Roish B'nei Kahas. That you have to single out Kahas. Kahas Yeshlo Avoida. Avoida Shal Kahas was Losses his Aron HaShulchan to carry the Aron, to carry the Shulchan, the Kalim, the Beis HaMikdosh. That was his Avoida. Tchilat Parshas Nosoi, it says, Nosoi Esroish B'nei Gershon Gam Heim. The voice of Oysel Mishpachoysim. Gam Lehem, this an Avoida. What was their Avoida? They had to carry the Yerios of the Mishkan. They had to carry the Yerios, are the tapestries of the Mishkan. And the third one is Merari. And the Pasuk says, B'nei Merari the Mishpachoysim the Beis HaVoysim. They were the ones that were Achroi. They were responsible for carrying the Karashay HaMishkan, which means the Kroshim are the poles, or the another word for Kroshim, I guess, beams. Okay, the question is as follows. The Seder, the order in which the Pasuk brings, first Kahas, then Gershon, and then Merari. Aval amarnu, she-Gershon, waya b'chor. It was Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. As Lama, why is it that the Pasuk brings first Kahas, achar kach, the Pasuk brings Gershon, and then Merari? This question, Nish'elet HaSheila B'Medrash, the Medrash asked this question. And Medrash mitaretz it. The reason is as follows. Because, after all, the tafkir of B'nai Kahas was dafka, to carry the Aroin. They had the tafkid of carrying the Aroin, which means that they were the ones that had the most mechubad. They are the most prestigious of all of the jobs. Therefore, the Pasuk gives Mizmechalek Kovet Dafka to Kahas before Gershon. Gershon was the oldest, but who was the most important? Kahas. Lachen, therefore, in Parshatenu, we start with Kahas. Next week's Parsha starts with Gershon Achar Kach Merari. Because Kahas was the most chashuv. What's the reason why Kahas Taka is the one that got to carry the Torah? So says the Medrash, Af al pi shegershon bechor, matzini mekol mokom, chelak hakosuv kovod lebechor, lefi shahayakos, toyen avoyde shesho matori mekdim lekeshin. I'm sorry, one more second. What's the reason, says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh? The reason is, Kahas Bochar Loi Hashem, Ki Mimenu Yotzelor Oilam Moshe Ve'Aroin. Kahas has Moshe and Aroin, the Shuvim. So therefore, we gave Kahas to carry Dafka the Aroin, which is Mesamel to the Torah of Moshe Ve'Chaim. As a side point, there's an interesting story that happens. The story that happened was, in the times of the Chidah, there were two brothers. A younger brother who was much more scholarly. He was more of a Talmud Chacham than his older brother. And the older brother was giving attitude to his younger brother. And the younger brother put him in Chayrim. Put his older brother in Chayrim. And the question was, did he do the right thing or not? So this question was asked to the Chidah. And the Chidah said, the younger brother was right. You can't be mezalzeling your younger brother if your younger brother is a Talmud Chacham. And he said, V'horaya, because why did the Torah put Kahas before Gershon? Gershon's the Bechor. The reason is because we're showing Kavoid to Kahas. Kahas is the one carrying the Torah. Kahas is the one that has Moshe Aaron. Kahas is more Chashiv. I don't care if you're the Bechor. More important is the one who's the Talmud Chacham. Okay. But we want to understand We want to understand something about Kahas. Now listen to this Nifla. It's a remez from the Chassam Sofer. But Chassam Sofer Katuf, he says the following thing. Shamati enu yodei mivishem mi. I heard this. I don't remember from who. I don't know from who. Lemaisa zemuva in the Vilna Goyin in the Gra. He says the following thing. We know about Amalek. Amalek is terrible. Amalek is mamish, the epitome of evil. The pasuk says, "Reishis goyim Amalek va'acharisoy adei oyved." The beginning of all of the goyim of the nations is Amalek. Reishis of the nations is Amalek. Va'acharisoy adei oyved. But in the end, he's going to be to die. He's going to be oyved. He's going to get lost. Amalek is, it's kilo zel, it's Amalek in Klal Yisrael. What's Amalek? Says the Chassam Sofer. If I heard from someone who said Amalek is the following thing. Ayin is Amram. Mem is Moshe. Lamed is Levi. And Kuf is Kahas. Now think about that. Levi is the oldest. Levi had a son named Kahas. Had a son named Amram. Had a son named Moshe. That's the Shalsheles. All four of those generations, their Rosh Tevos is Amalek. Amram, Moshe, Levi, Kahas is Amalek. Says the Goyin, Reishis, Goyim Amalek. It's a Reishis. It's the beginning of a name is Amalek. The Reishis of these four people. Those are the four most prominent in this Shalsheles. Va'acharisoy adei oyved. Look at the Soif Tevois of those names. Look at the last letters of those names. For example, the last letter of the name Amram, Mem. The last letter of the name Levi, Kahas, Moshe. Anyone knows what that spells out? Reishis Goyim Amalek. The Reishis, the Rosh Tevois in the beginning of the name is Amalek. V'acharisoy, the end of the name, Adei Oyved is Misa. That's what it is. So these are the Nivchorim. These people are, this is the Shalsheles. And you see that all of them are Miyuchad Batoira. Levi is Miyuchad Batoira. The Rambam brings down that Yaakov had many children. He singled out one son. And that son, he said, you are the one who is going to be alone to learn Torah. That is Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi, the Rambam says. In Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Katuv B'Rambam, Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad. Not only Shevet Levi, but anyone who wants to join can be a part of it. But Shevet Levi was set aside. Amram, the Gemara says, well, Gadol Hadar Haya. Amram was the Gadol Hadar. Moshe Rabbeinu, it was his Torah. So this is the Shalsheles of Torah, is right here. These are the people that have the Torah. That's why it's Dafka Kahas, who's the one who gets to carry the Aron. We are the ones that carry the Aron. We're the ones that Mesamel Torah. What is it about them? I want to share with you a Davar Nifla Ma'oid. What is it about these people that they were Zoichet to Torah? I think it has to do a little bit with what Rabbi Stark, the Mashkiach Shlita, mentioned in the Shmuz on Wednesday. Katuv b'shloa kodesh, that makes the following diuk. It says in the pasuk, Eile roshei b'nei Ruven, u b'nei Shimon, ve'eile shmois b'nei Levi. Eile roshei b'nei Ruven, u b'nei Shimon, ve'eile shmois b'nei Levi. Lama, there's a dogesh. Lama, the pasuk is madgish. The pasuk is putting an emphasis on the names of Bnei Levi. Says the Shlo HaKadosh, Yesh Mashu Miuchad, there's something special, there's something unique about the names of Bnei Levi. What is that? Listen to this. He says Bnei Levi named their children specifically for the Shibud in Mitzrayim. To understand, Bnei Levi were not part of the Shibud. The Paro said, Levium, they're clerk. They're called people of the cloth, men of the cloth, the clergy. They don't work. Bnei Levi didn't work. None of them. And still, Levi named his children after the Shibud in Mitzrayim. Says the Shlo, I'll explain to you. Gershom, ki gerim We were strangers. We were foreigners. We were being treated like greeners. Our teeth were blunted because of the difficulties that we had in Mitzrayim. Mirori, our lives were made difficult. So this is all an expression of the challenges we were going through in the Golos, even though Levi didn't go through that challenge. What was happening? We see Levi was being mishtatef. Levi was joining in the tsar, in the pain and the anguish of Klal Yisrael. There's something called noise be'oil im chaveroi. It's carrying a burden with your friend. Someone else is going through a trouble and you feel his pain. That is what B'nai Levi that represented. To be noise be'oil im chaveroi. And the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu vayar b'sivloisam. Moshe Rabbeinu ki'ilu was living it up. He lived in the palace. Moshe Rabbeinu had everything. Vayar b'sivloisam. But he saw Klal Yisrael's pain. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't stand the fact that it was an Ish Mitzri that was being Maka and Ish Ivri. No, son Eina v'liboy. He put his heart, he put his eyes, Leos Meitzer, he felt their pain. And the truth is, Moshe Rabbeinu really risked everything he had. And he ended up becoming a fugitive. And he went out into the Midbar, and there he had Mare HaSneh. Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself in a sneh. You know what a sneh is? A sneh is a thorn bush. It's prickly. Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? I'm in pain. This is a sneh. Because I'm also feeling the pain, the prickle of Klal Yisrael. And I'm coming to you because you're feeling the pain. And you are going to be Mashiach Shel Yisrael. You are going to be the one that takes Klal Yisrael out because you are feeling someone else's pain. Noise be'oil im chaveroi. And the pasuk says, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, V'zeh l'chol lo'iz ki anochi shelachticho, tavdun es elokim al ahar hazeh. We are going to give the Torah on this mountain, right here, where the Mare HaSneh happened, is where the Torah was given. You know why? Because in order to get Torah, you need to be noise be'oil im chaveroi. You have to be connected with other people. Torah was not given to me and to you. It was given to all of us together. And if I don't feel someone else's pain, I'm not connected with him. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one to get the Torah. Therefore, B'nai Levi are the ones to get the Torah. Because they're noise be'oil im chaveroi. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, one of the kinyonei ha-Torah is noise be'oil im chaveroi. If he shares in someone else's burden. It's manyen. With this we'll close. It says by the melchoma im amolek. So Moshe Rabbeinu was on the har. And the pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu was yidei Moshe kvedos. Moshe had to hold his hands up because Moshe's hands were up, Klal Yisrael was winning. If the hands were down, they were losing. So Moshe Rabbeinu was in the melchama against Amalek. It says in the pasuk, "Vayikach even vayisimu tachto vayeshev alof." It was like hard, so they put a stone that he'd be able to sit in order to position himself on the stone. Asks the Gemara. The Gemara says, Moshe didn't have a pillow. When he sit on something a little bit more comfortable than a rock. He's on top of the mountain. He's not fighting. But Klal Yisrael is down there. They're in the middle of a war. If Klal Yisrael is bitzar, I'm also going to be bitzar. Moshe Rabbeinu is mitzar himself. Davka in the melchama of Amalek. Because Amalek is Amram, Moshe, Levi, Kohos. What was their schus that they're noise be'oil? That's their schus against Amalek. We want to win in the war of Amalek. We need to be noise be'oil. On a side point, Rabbi say. And he's Ocher Sipur. I remember a story. It was during one of the different operations that was happening in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if it was know, if it was Aferet Yitzuka, or if it was one of the other operations up north, or it was an operation that was happening. In other words, there was the Israeli army was fighting against enemies in enemy territory. And there was one particular chayal who was not active. And he went into a bar, and he saw Yeshiva Bacham in a bar. And he said, you know, I used to have respect for people that were learning. But how could it be that we're risking our lives and you guys are here in a bar? If we can understand that there's people who are risking their lives in a zman, especially in a time when they're putting themselves out, that has to be mechayiv us to act differently. Now, a person maybe can't live, you know, his whole life, you know, at 24 hours a day for the entire year, 12 months a year that way. But when Klal Yisrael is in tzar, when there are Yidden who are mamish right now, we're in a war. It's in the middle of an operation. So then it's mechayev to act differently. We have to be in active duty. Our active duty is different. It's a different duty, but it's active duty. You can't be going to places that are just relaxing. There's no time to relax now. If a person realizes and he internalizes that it's noise ba'olim chaveiroi. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting on a rock. What's the difference if I sit on a rock or a pillow? Because if you're in pain, if you're in stress, if you're in danger, I'm not going to sit here pretty and comfortable. So I would like to be Moisef one nakuda. I think that perhaps maybe this is the sod. There's a sod, Rabbi Isai. There's a secret. The Gemara says, Harbei lomadati the Mishnah me Rabbi Isai. I learned a lot from my Rebbeim. Yoiser mechaveirai, even more from my friends. Mitalmidai yoiser mikulam. Now that's hard for me to understand. On the surface, it's hard to understand. You understand, your Rebbe has a lot of chokhmah. You go, he gives you the chokhmah, he helps you. Mechaveirai, I could also understand, maybe your Rebbe is not so accessible, you can't speak to him so much. Your chavrus, you speak to him every day, and you talk, and you could discuss things, and there's more of a discussion. And I could hear that. Mitalmidai yoiser mikulam? Yoiser mikulam? What does it mean, yoiser mikulam? It means more than all of them together. How do I learn more from my talmidim, than from my rabbeim and from my friends? And I chashev epsharu kacha. Because in order to get Torah, you have to be noise ba'oil im chaveiroi. You have to be a person that's caring about someone else, that's giving to someone else. What is Torah? That's Torah's chesed. Where is Torah where you share? Torah that you give. The epitome of giving is when a Rebbe gives to a Talmud. Because right now I could be learning and I could be doing a lot more stuff. I could be doing a lot better. I could be going a lot faster. But I'm slowing myself down. I'm giving from myself to you. If that's the way a Rebbe learns. So then he's zoicha to Torah. Because that's the epitome of Torah. Is noise ba'oil im chaveir. So by chaveirai, it's more than mei rabbi sai, because you can give to your friends also. A person can share with his friends, a friend who's not as good as him, a friend that needs someone to help him to get clarity, to get pshat in the Gemara. You learn with your friend, you end up getting extra siyat in the Shemaya. Get extra schus, to be noise ba'olim chaveirai. That's nafka as we're getting close to Maimon Har Sinai, we're getting close to Ve'yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahor, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. What's the avoida? Our avoida is to work on now is on achdus. It's about caring about other people, helping other people, giving to other people. Be noise ba'olim chaveirai, which means carrying other people's burden. And that's chus beiz Hashem. We should be zoche. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us matonos min Hashemayim. We should be zoche, every one of us, to kinyoni ha-toyra, madregos in toyra. We should be zoche to be oila albomas ha-toyra, mailo, mailo.